At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you've got any flowers for Lance or anything else.
Did you see in the roast, in the Tom Brady roast, I didn't watch it live. I just saw the video pieces from Twitter. He went after Jeffrey Ross, who's the all-time roastmaster. I got a chance to meet him actually a couple times, but once was at rooftop bar that Brian Caswell used to have, and he was in town, and he's awesome. Like, Jeffrey Ross is unbelievably funny in roasts, and known as the roastmaster general, he's tremendous. He saw Dana White, and he was like, Dana White, also known as the Michael Vick of humans? I was like, holy crap. Drop the dog fighting references, but with humans. And he had another shot at Dana as well. man, I got to see the whole thing. I think I'm going to have to watch.
Brady brought up, I had not seen this before. No. Bill Belichick leaving a house at 6 a.m. shirtless. Have you seen that video? And Tom Brady brought it up about Belichick. Yeah, I mean,
there something with him and his neighbor? There was something. I thought there was something.
Here's Belichick leaving a house, some woman's house, at 6 a.m. That's him. And he doesn't have his shirt on. He's
got him. How did it get leaked?
I don't know.
How did a ring video get leaked on Bill Belichick?
I don't know.
Because that's that house.
But Brady brought it up. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. No, everything was fair game except for Robert Kraft's massages.
Yes, everything. It didn't matter what.
Now, it makes it even worse. Like, dude, he's got to take his lumps, too.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Our golf tournament is canceled tomorrow. Don't go out to Highland Pines anyway because it's closed because it was underwater. May 21st. Get with everybody and figure it out and get on out there on May 25th. If you can't, let us know, and we will open up that spot that you had in the tournament. But it's unfortunate. Some people can't get there on the 21st. I get it. It's unfortunate, but that's the date that we had to pick. So come on out if you can. If you can't, we apologize. But we can't do anything about the weather. And holy crap, was there weather this weekend? Holy crap. We came back from Lake Charles, and the water on the feeder roads east of Houston, east of Beaumont. It was between Beaumont and here. There were the feeder roads were just covered with water. You couldn't see the feeder roads. And the water was coming up all the way to the highway. It's crazy. It was crazy.
Had to have impacted some of the attendance at the Astros as well, I would think, depending on if there's – I'm trying to remember if there's rain at that time. Maybe not. Maybe there just happened to not be rain at that time. But, boy, we got a lot. We got a lot over the last several days, I guess, starting on Thursday. We had areas, especially north, got just north and east of us got really pounded with rain. So we are scheduled to have the golf tournament, however, on May 21st. So – we'll still have it this month. It's just a matter of, you know, letting the courses dry out. And so for those of you, I'm sure you've been reached by email already. In case you haven't, make sure you check your email. But we are still going to have it. It's just not going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's 21st. May 21st.
And John McClain's coming in, huh? Tomorrow?
John McClain's going to hang out with us for a couple hours tomorrow morning right here. Eric Layden is going to be here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we got a lot of stuff to do. I wanted Raheel to come in, but he's a wuss. He's not going to come in. That would have been nice. That's unfortunate. Everybody, Enrique Heasy. Okay. But then he says no. Cause he's...
Well, I don't know if he was asked.
Yeah, he was asked.
He was?
Yeah. He was asked to come in, and he said no. And you said he said no.
No. I had a discussion with Joe about this when we were going back and forth with you. And because McClain is going to be here for 2 hours, we're like, eh, we'll save Raheel for a different occasion.
Oh. Well, he can come in with Eric Layden if he wants.
We could do a three-man show. Yeah, we can ask him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't want you to think that Raheel just said no flat out. He did not say no.
Oh, I thought that's what you intimated. No. You said he's not doing that. He said F you.
I did not say that.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I did not. And Raheel's like, what happened?
Because I said to the Glory Voice, I said.
I just saw this and I said, and all I see is Raheel going, what happened? Like, no, that didn't happen. We want Raheel here, but we were like, McClain's going to be here for a couple hours. Maybe we get Raheel on at a different time.
Yeah,
so we'll do that.
All right. We'll try to get.
Let me guess. During Dell's show.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, he's called in my show a couple times.
He has.
Yes.
Does he do a funny voice?
No. He wanted to talk about Drake and Kendrick last week. Also, he called about the draft prospects and what they were wearing. He doesn't care about actual sports.
No way. Well, he's got a cat show or something.
It's CityCast. It's not CatCast or whatever you call it. CityCast. It's not CityCats. It's CityCast. Cast is short for podcast, John.
Oh, see, I thought it was a show about cats.
No. I mean, if there's a Houston issue with cats, I'm sure he'll get to it. It's all about the issues in Houston. If you love local issues, Raheel will talk about them.
That's it. Like traffic?
In fact, he thinks...
He had me on talking about traffic.
More. Well, maybe we should have Stephon Diggs on next time.
Stephon Diggs should be on next time.
And he also talks about everyone should let it go with the Houston or H-Town Blue colors. All you know from those colors are failures. That's what he thinks.
How about Warren Moon? Did you hear what he had to say?
Well, he's a Titan.
He said, let it go. Let it go, Houston. Okay, it's over. No. How about University of Houston? I love what they're doing. You know what? You don't own the color blue. Why can't University of Houston wear those colors? You don't own that. Okay? Maybe in the NFL you do cease and desist. Okay, what about all... We got a bunch of high school teams in this area that actually, they do have those uniforms.
Didn't Vince Young's team wear those colors?
I think they did, yeah. Yeah. And so, they got to stop because of you, Titans? Screw you. You don't own those colors. You don't own that. You don't own me. You don't own University of Houston.
You don't own me.
Yeah. I'm a person. Okay? You don't own me.
I don't think your ownership was in question.
Whatever your name is.
Strunk.
Whatever.
She doesn't own John.
She doesn't own me. You don't own me. Shut up with your... Stop. Don't wear blue.
U of H figured out, wait a minute, she can't actually
she can't
anything
do
anything to us. We're college.
That's right.
Like the Texans would get in trouble because the NFL would step in. But not the Cougars. No. You're at college. You can't wear that. Now, you can't wear the Oilers Derek. You can't wear the logo, but they can't stop you. Hey, don't do that. Okay. Said nobody ever. You don't have to listen to her.
I got a question for you guys, and let's see if you agree or disagree on college quarterback rooms this year. We'll do that on the other side. But right now I got Aqueduct Plumbing. I got Billy Brown to talk about. Billy texted me. He goes, "We're gonna kick your ass in the tournament on Tuesday." And he said, "Now it's and we'll okay. It's rained out, but we're still gonna kick your ass." I said, "You got 2 weeks to practice, Billy. You need 2 years, and even then you won't get there. You're terrible at golf." But you know why I love Billy Brown? It's because he's terrible at golf, but he's great at plumbing. You know what? I would much rather if he owned. If he owns a plumbing company, you should be great at plumbing, right? Not great at golf. So that's what I love about Billy. He's terrible at golf and great at plumbing problems. And he is. He really is great. He's got a company that I love the basis of it. It's let's give the squarest, the fairest deal we possibly can. Not going to charge just to show up. Not going to gouge you. and we're going to do the best job that we possibly can. They've done it with me, and they've done it with you.
Yeah, and the best part is that the amount of transparency and honesty that you're dealing with here makes it so easy to make that pick up that phone and make that phone call. You always, for those of you who are out there like me, and if you didn't have a plumber before, you don't know which direction to turn, you always want to get a friend to recommend somebody. We're your friends, and we're recommending them because we use them for small jobs, and I use them for a huge job, and they get the job done the right way the first time. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Man, we shout like out to give Darvin Ham. Thoughts and prayers.
Well, I mean, I was talking once again. What? Thanks. Yeah. Here are your flowers. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. They're my flowers to you. Because I was trying to tell the people we're going to give them a chance to go to Greek Fest. We're
giving away nothing to do with me.
Yeah. I know. That's why you didn't care about it. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Greek Fest throughout the week. Just listen to all the shows. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to Greek Fest is at 9:25. Caller 5 at 9:25 wins a pair of tickets to Greek Fest. Greek Fest this year is May 16th through the 18th. Just listen throughout the day, throughout the week, you're going to get a chance to win Greek Fest tickets. Now back to John and Mr. Unprofessional.
So I wanted to say RIP to Darvin Ham. He's the latest coach to fail LeBron. I have noticed that when LeBron wins, he's the GOAT. Is this,
see how many coaches he's gotten fired?
Does this mean he's the greatest player of all time? And then when he loses, it's this coach must go.
The list of LeBron while he's on your team fired coaches is tremendous.
Seven?
I think there's more.
Oh, no, there's five in the last 7 years. Is that what it is? Yeah. He's had five coaches the last 7 years.
I mean,
it's always LeBron is the GOAT. It's never somebody was a great coach that helped LeBron win a championship. Like, even Spoelstra didn't get that back in the day. Now, granted, he was early in his coaching profession, and everyone considers him one of the best in the country. But have you ever, in the world, but have you ever noticed that it's like, it's always, no one says, man, that coach did a great job of helping LeBron and his team to win a championship. It's never that. It's always LeBron. Is he the GOAT? Has he passed Jordan? But if they lose, if he comes up short, this coach has to go.
Yep.
What a terrible coaching job.
Yep.
And Darvin Ham. Now, probably right on Darvin Ham.
I don't know.
But they don't have enough anyway. It's both.
Yeah.
They don't have enough. LeBron is still a great player, but what LeBron did to get the super team together in Miami was obviously the best thing that he ever did.
Mm-hmm.
It was a coordinated effort between Bosch, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron at the Olympics. What we have found, though, now is you can't have a big three. You need to have a big two and the pieces around it. Big three is a mistake financially. And then, he went to Cleveland. He won one there with Kyrie, which is fine. And then he went and won one with Anthony Davis in a bubble. That's fine. But in general, this has been a failure with the Lakers.
Yeah.
In general. Now, he did get to Western Conference Finals last year out of the play-in, which was phenomenal. But that was a team that frankly shouldn't have been in a play-in. Some of it has been LeBron has been cursed to have Anthony Davis, who he and Rich Paul were the ones, and Anthony Davis coordinated the move out of New Orleans. That's on them.
He also got into the Western Conference Finals and then swept. Swept by
he did get swept, but they weren't even expected to get there.
No.
But yeah, they did get swept. They don't do well against the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, he's a coach killer. There's no question. I know if LeBron's coming, you're either going to win big or you're going to get fired.
Well, yeah, there's no in between.
The scenarios where he goes, the team is willing to rip it to the studs, not just the players that were there, but the organization as a whole. They're willing to rip it all out and let him build from the bottom. So you're going to have coaches without a lot of continuity with the organization. There's no loyalty to a David Blatt. Who cares?
Those ain't loyal.
Get him out of there if LeBron doesn't like him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it goes. He went to a place, you mentioned Miami, where Pat Riley despite LeBron, was still going to be the most powerful person there. And he said, hey, either you get it done with Spoelstra or you can go.
I have no doubt he's going to live in L.A. He said he wanted to go to L.A. because he wants to live in L.A. He wants to do, you know, he's got, he does movie stuff. He does Spring Hill Entertainment along with Maverick Carter. So I have no doubt that he is going to be a West Coast guy. All signs point to him coming back to the Lakers, but he can't win with the Lakers. And I truly believe that the number one thing that drives him is winning the championship, which is why I do think he somehow, I just don't know that I believe he's going to be with the Lakers. They can't do it. Like they don't have enough. There's no way. The West is too tough.
Well, Brian Windhorst has reported that he will opt out of his final year of the player option, which would make him a free agent. I imagine if your theory is correct, it's just to put pressure on Lakers to go make a giant move. What move that would be, I don't know. But
they got
to
put pressure on Davis? I mean,
I don't know.
How can you make a giant move?
I mean, you can use salary and picks to maybe Atlanta says we're done with this whole Trae Young thing, and maybe you send salary and picks their way if that's the move.
Maybe Donovan Mitchell wants to come and you can somehow work a deal.
Well, you got to move, but you got to move.
And I could see Donovan Mitchell wanting to go to
sure.
LA.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Is
that good enough, though? LeBron and Donovan Mitchell?
And AD?
Well, I mean, how are you? Where's the money and the picks coming from?
Well, you can go over by signing.
Well, if he opts out, maybe you can. Yeah, but then you still have to fit under
and
the cap.
NBA,
they find
salary
a way.
Rules.
They find
There's
a way.
There's no such thing. I asked you guys before the break. Okay, I got a list here, and you tell me what you think of it and how accurate it is. Quarterback rooms in college football. Quarterback rooms in college football. The number one, according to On3, it's a college site, On3 says the best quarterback room in the country, Texas, Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning.
Sure.
Okay, that's fine. I think that's reasonable.
I'm sure that's comparable. I just don't know
number
the second quarterbacks well enough.
Number two is Will Howard and Devin Brown at Ohio State. Number three, Oregon, Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Number four.
For college.
Georgia, Carson Beck and Jaden Rashada.
Ooh.
Number five.
Okay, so from a talent standpoint, that's probably the best one. You know, Beck is going to be the guy that everyone's talking about.
Well, we'll see.
Year. The Shedeur Sanders talk is great, right. But Carson Beck is the guy that you better get ready for.
Number five, Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson at Alabama. Number six, Notre Dame, Riley Leonard and Angeli Steve. Number seven, Jackson Dart and Walker Howard at Ole Miss. Number eight, LSU, Garrett Nussmeier and A.J. Swan. Number nine, this is the one that really kills me, Graham Mertz and D.J. Legue at Florida. And then number 10, Connor Wegman and Jalen Henderson at Texas A&M. Graham Mertz being in a top 10 quarterback.
I struggle with that.
He can't be. He can't be. So there's where my first issue is. I'm not sure about Grant Nussmeier, Garrett Nussmeier, because I've seen him play. We'll see if he's finally taken over the reins. He's been there for like 12 years, and I'm not sure. Would you have the Texas quarterback room as the best?
It's interesting because we're just going by what Arch was as a high school player. And I guess you see him in the spring and you think, okay.
I'll tell you this about the spring where everybody was raving about him. Dude took a long time to make decisions.
Okay.
He was standing in the pocket for a while and guys broke open. But it took him a little while to make some decisions.
Want to remind people, if you want those Greek Fest tickets, call in. Caller 5 will win those tickets. I agree. And also, those guys, the guys he was throwing the ball to, were 4 or 5 yards beyond Texas DBs. I mean, you got to hit them, but it was almost like throwing against air.
By the way, Sarkisian was here last week at the Touchdown Club and spoke. The DB room is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
He addressed that, well, no, we think we're going to be okay. When a coach says we think we're going to be okay, he's got a problem.
You mean they're really good? It's going to be a problem for everyone else?
No. Oh. DBU is going to be might be in some trouble.
Oh, okay.
No.
DBU.
DBU might be.
Who's wide receiver you, by the way?
It's LSU.
It's not Ohio State?
It's LSU.
Marvin Harrison?
It's close.
I mean, Marvin Harrison, Jackson Smith, and Jigba.
And Alabama will say, Olave. Excuse me,
Garrett Wilson. Oh, yeah. Alabama's got some. I'm just going off. Just those are their last
Justin
four.
Jefferson, Jamar Chase,
DJ
Brian
Chark.
Thomas, Malik Nabers.
Terrace Marshall, DJ Chark.
Odell Beckham.
Well, I'm only staying these four.
Odell's in. He's still in the league. He just signed.
He came in the league in 2001, I think.
He's still in the league. He just signed.
Well, let me go back and all the. Okay, Anthony Gonzalez. See,
no,
I didn't
I'm
know
just,
how state.
He's what? Still playing.
He's not in the league. Anthony
well, he
Gonzalez.
Ran for Congress somewhere.
But he's not in the league.
He had a hyperbaric chamber.
He's still playing.
Sorry,
Smith and Jigba. You've got. You just mentioned Marvin Harrison.
Oh, who's the other guy that's coming out next year? That's going to be the number one receiver.
Emeka,
no.
Abuka?
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah, they're going to – look, Ohio State produces receivers. I mean, they're if LSU's one, Ohio State's two, as far as
guys. I could see an argument for both.
Yeah.
But Jefferson and Chase right there.
Well, the DBU thing.
And you can't say – we don't know about Marvin Harrison, but we don't know about Malik Nabers.
Paris Johnson was – no, not Paris Johnson. I'm looking at Garrett Wilson, Olave, both first-rounders. I mean – Noah Brown, the great Noah Brown. Did you forget about him?
No, he's in the league. It's great. No, he's a good player. Good for you know.
Paris, the great Paris Campbell, Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin's pretty good. We forget about him because he was like the third wide receiver
over
there.
Seems like he's been around.
He was a better pro than he came out in 19.
McLaurin came out in 19.
Yeah.
Wow. It seems like he's been around a lot longer than that.
Curtis Samuel. Ohio State, man, they got a lot more than I even realized. Curtis Samuel's there. Braxton, the great Braxton Miller.
He's not in the league.
Remember that wide receiver?
Yeah, that quarterback wide receiver. Yeah, he was not
good. Devere Posey, the great Devere Posey. Did you forget about him?
Yes.
So their wide receiver you really was much more, David Boston, it was much more recent.
Yeah.
More recently. But yeah, them and LSU.
So is LSU.
Them and LSU, it's not even close. Texas DBU is the funniest thing to me.
Well,
it's like, okay, Cedric Griffin from 2006. I guess your little safety Dell that runs real fast and hits things.
From the old Titans safety, Michael.
Vaccaro.
No, that was, yeah. No, I'm not thinking
you're talking about Michael Griffin, Cedric
Griffin. Michael
Griffin,
yeah.
You had Vaccaro from Then went to New Orleans, was Texas. Earl Thomas, obviously. And we're going back a little ways now.
Yeah.
Chris Boyd, I guess. Not Christian Boyd. It's the other press man corner that's on the Texans roster. He'll be cut this year.
Oh, yeah. Boyd? It's a Boyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not deep.
They're not that good. But Texas, the number one quarterback room. I don't know. I think it's between Georgia. I like Will Howard a lot. I think Will Howard.
Jalen Rashada.
I think Will
really
Howard is going to be pretty good for Ohio State.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he
had 24 touchdowns and 10 interceptions in Ohio State's offense with those wide receivers.
I think Rashada and when it's all said and done, Rashada and Carson Beck are going to both be drafted very, very highly.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Rashada has been. Although you do have to wonder with Rashada, he went to Florida. There was a big NIL scandal. He went to Arizona State, stayed for a year. Then he NIL'd his way to Georgia. Some of the NIL babies is what they're being called. You do worry a little bit about them, like how, you know, there's going to be the constant question about do you love ball or you just love chasing a paycheck? Mm-hmm. Which one is it going to be? Because ultimately, paycheck comes when you're great. That's something that you shouldn't, we all love getting money, but if you're a great player, money comes. You don't have to really worry about it. It's going to come for you. And there is going to be questions about guys who go from school to school to school to school. That already is a question. Coaches, I've already had teams say they always worry about guys who've been at four different schools if they're good players. Like four, I said four schools. Like, oh, yeah, there's plenty of four-school guys this year. And sure enough, I saw like three of them. But it's three-school players. We're going to see a lot more three-school players. I'm not talking about JT Daniels who went to like five schools.
Right. Right. All right, we got to break it here. 713-780-3776. One segment left before we get to news of the weird. I want to talk right now. I haven't talked a while about Derek DeSola and the great people over at Houston Safe and Lock. How about this? Derek said this. This week, okay, this week, from today through May 11th, 25% sale on jewelry safes. I'm looking at a jewelry safe right now. It's just, brand new, just gorgeous, American security, can't be better, and you're going to get 25% off. So, in other words, if it lists for $1,450, it's only $1,000, $1,085. That's a great deal, taking 25% off on these safes. And listen, she needs it. If she's got a bunch of jewelry, she needs that safe, and it's going to be perfect for your home. It's going to be perfect for you feeling safe about keeping your jewelry, about you not losing that jewelry. Houston Safe and Lock is awesome. They're proficient in everything safe-wise, able to convert dial lock to digital. They can change combination lock codes, skilled at repairing damaged safes. Okay, they're able to anchor and bolt safes, or they can move your safe to a new location. A mover won't move your safe, especially a big one. So Houston Safe and Lock is here for you. It's also King Safe and Lock, and it's the same company. So they're at the Beltway in Westheimer, I-10 in Wirt. You're looking for that safe this Mother's Day. You got to get her that safe. 25% off on jewelry safes this week at Houston Safe and Lock.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
26 years ago today, Kerry Wood pitched what might be the best game of all time. I did the post game for that game.
Dominant.
It was just about Kerry Wood. That was all it was about. 20 strikeouts.
He was throwing frisbees.
He also got a corner, that outside corner. The strike zone expanded just a hair. If you look at all the strikes, you're like,
I'll admit, I was not a huge, when it first started, I wasn't sure I was going to love the strike zone being on the screen the whole time. But now it's like having the first down line. Like, I can't imagine a world where we don't have the strike zone for the umpires. Now, does it make us angrier? Not really, because we were watching baseball and Eric Gregg was calling pitches. And listen, Angel Hernandez still calls pitches, so we get mad when guys miss the strike zone now and we can actually see the strike zone. But it was still infuriating when there was no strike zone and guys were just getting pitches way off the corner.
And listen, that box ain't always right, by the way. I mean, it's a lot lower than it should be in a lot of instances.
Well, the strike zone has changed. It's not – it's the bottom of the numbers. It's not – arm. When we grew up, it was
letters.
Knees to armpits. It's now bottom of the letters. Yeah, it's but it generally is pretty accurate, though. Have you noticed that?
But at least
– how do they set that up, do you think?
East and west, it's accurate for sure. A lot of times I'm looking at it going, that's a lot lower than it should be. That's a lot lower.
But I notice that it gets called in that general vicinity of where the box is.
Yeah. I don't know. You see the kid that was playing for San Antonio? Was it San Antonio? He was on second base and he got traded to the Marlins while he was on second base.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. What happened?
Luis Arraez.
Oh, yeah.
Was traded.
But you got to finish your...
The kid is on second base, and the manager comes out of the dugout and says, come on. He was on second base when he was traded. Get all your stuff. And
wait. We can't finish the inning?
No, you're off the team. That's it. You've been traded. You're not in an organization anymore.
You finished the inning,
though. You don't finish the inning. You're out. Beat it. Yeah. Wow. He and another guy both walked from the from the dugout to across the field to the locker room because of minor league. You know,
is there going to be a ground ball to Alex Bregman and a spotter runs out on the field as the ball's getting to Bregman and immediately
you might have to,
said, "Don't throw it, don't throw it."
No, he gets to throw it. He gets to finish the play. You get to finish the play.
He's not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
He's been traded.
Well, you get to
take your pop up somewhere else. I'm just kidding, Todd. It's a joke.
He's not going
to. I want the teams to do. Hey, your boy retired yesterday. Thoughts and prayers. Duke Johnson.
Yeah. Dell, what?
Duke Johnson retired.
I know. Why did I get this on my Twitter? Duke Johnson.
I didn't know he was
like, alive.
When's the last time Duke Johnson played? Honestly. Eight years, four teams with one goal in mind. Wasn't he
with the Bills last year?
Was he?
I think he was on their practice squad.
I wrote Duke Johnson up, and man, my very first year doing write-ups.
When, in 04?
Duke Johnson was 2015.
He graduated in like four, well, not graduated.
2015.
Yeah, 15 draft.
And I was, he was one of, and he was,
time ago
now this
bro.
Is when I was really effusive. It was too much. I was really excited about Duke Johnson's quick feet. Now I've seen a lot of guys with quick feet, so I don't get quite as excited. But why don't you listen to my strengths? Explosive bursts and plays with suddenness. Elusive in tight corners. Has lightning in his feet. Has hips and feet to stop and start without stalling. Rare ability on stretch plays to hit cutback lanes. Like, it's not that rare. Overview. One of the most explosive runners in college football during his time at Miami. Johnson doesn't need much of a crease to make defenses pay. His explosive quickness and elusiveness should help him adapt quickly to NFL speed. And his feel and courage as a one-cut runner should earn him instant playing time. Johnson's lack of protection skills and his injury concerns could force him into a committee situation. I guess that was my whole thing. Is I just said he had lightning in his feet.
All-time leading rusher, the University of Miami.
Is he?
Yep. In 3 years, actually less than that. He got hurt.
He was good.
In 2013,
Duke Johnson was a good player.
He
was a good player. Run pass.
No, never.
I mean, he was a good Texan, right? I mean, he was fine. I guess. He was fine.
He's a third down back. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he was
part-time back.
Lightning.
You excited
feet,
about
though?
Cam Ward going there?
It's better than Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah, that guy stunk.
Cam Ward is a good quarterback.
I know.
Sometimes.
Why isn't that quarterback room up there?
Well,
I'd rather have Cam Ward than Graham Mertz.
Well, it's a little disrespectful to Cam Ward. And then they got some guy from Albany who was really good on that level to be the backup. So I was thinking they might be on the list. They weren't mentioned. But
Wait.
Reese Poffenbarger, whatever his name is.
There's a guy from New Hampshire y'all need to keep an eye on. He went to I was watching Dylan Lobby, who is a running back from New Hampshire. And all of a sudden, and he ran a lot of routes. Like he had spent his whole spring doing receiver stuff as a running back to mismatch people. And I'm watching this quarterback throw. I'm like, holy crap, man, this quarterback can go. Turns out that this guy from New Hampshire went to Minnesota. Keep an eye on him. I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
Mm.
So keep an eye on this New Hampshire. That's the most nerdy drafting I've ever said. Hey, guys, I need you to keep an eye on this New Hampshire quarterback that portaled to Minnesota. Okay? Drop what you're doing and pay attention to the Minnesota quarterback situation. If you remember, John, we were at the Golden Nugget last year and watched Minnesota versus Nebraska in what may have been the worst quarterbacking and offenses that we have ever seen in college football.
Ever.
It was like Iowa scrimmaging Iowa. It was like the black and gold game is what I assume that is. I can't imagine how bad that is, how bad their spring game is on offense.
Awful. No, that was one of the – that was the opener. Remember? We were all sitting at the Nugget.
Jeff Sims put on a special performance
that
night.
Oh, man. He was fumbling interceptions.
Jeff Sims was going to save Nebraska.
Woo! Matt Rhule, that's a misstep.
Man – wow. Matt, welcome to Nebraska football.
Now he's got Dominic Raiola.
Yeah, number one kid in the country.
Yeah,
right?
he looks like he should be – well, he's got this – look, I don't know what he measures up as, but if you just see him in the practice uniform, yeah, you look like you could have been an offensive lineman if things would have went a different way. He's got a punch.
He does?
He's got a punch.
Well, he's the son of an offensive lineman.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I made the connection. He looks like a couple more garlic bread – and some spaghetti?
Well,
maybe an offensive
lineman. Nothing wrong with a couple more.
I'm not saying there is.
Hey,
I love spaghetti. I love
yourself.
Garlic bread. All I'm saying is Raiola. They're going to say at some point, drop some LBs.
Do you think? Yeah,
Dominic's
I mean,
dad.
Hey.
He's
Italian with an offensive line coach, or with an offensive lineman for a dad. He's going to be thicker now. It's
Dylan.
Okay to have thick quarterbacks.
Yeah, Dylan Raiola. He's thick.
It's okay to have thick quarterbacks in the league. We're not all going to be J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels, okay?
No, I'm
– and Bryce Young. Can we have some thick quarterbacks get some love?
Dominic put on Dominic's number matches the pounds he put on as a freshman.
Whoa.
He put on the freshman 15. Because you look at him in high school, he's a big kid, but he ain't punchy.
He's growing into his body. Is he going to make a move to center? Is he going to be the first
he better
position
not.
Change from quarterback to center?
He better not.
Wait a minute. The first?
Quarterback to center?
Kentucky?
He didn't. Jared Lorenzen never went to center. No, I'm talking about a legitimate position change.
He should have.
Jared Lorenzen could sling it, bro. Stop disrespecting the 300-pound quarterback.
Oh, I love that.
He's dead, by the way.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
By the way, Mario Elie must have been listening to the show earlier.
Yep.
He said, goats don't get six coaches fired, FYI.
Oh, man. That's pretty flagrant.
He said
flagrant.
That at 9:04 today. He might have been listening.
That's pretty flagrant right there. What's the goat going to think about him? What's LeBron coming after him next?
He's never getting on a podcast with him and J.J. Redick now. No. Never.
Unfortunately, my guys from Artisan Grange, they have to bow out of the golf tournament. They're the best. I love them. Chase and Wayne, and they were gonna be here tomorrow for the golf tournament, but they can't do the 21st. I'm telling you, it's awesome. We are awesome here in the state of Texas because we've grown that thing. You guys have listened. You guys have gotten the hemp in a pouch made of hemp. 975dip.com. It's the best alternative that you can have to dipping. If you want to stop doing that dip, or if you want to even, you're ready to start dipping, that's fine. How about starting? You can have the flavors, okay? But it's not going to hurt you because there's no tobacco, there's no nicotine. You've got the flavors that you want. As opposed to starting with dip, all your buddies are dipping and you're thinking about starting. No, start with something safe, do it safely. And you know what? You still get the same sensation between your cheek and gum, and you get the flavor that you're looking for, but you're not getting the tobacco and the nicotine, which are very dangerous. You also got CBD oil, which is actually going to help you. So while you're out there shortstop and you're dipping and hanging out, you got yourself some CBD oil, which is helping you. So look, if you're looking for the best way to dip safely, 975dip.com, 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Did you know that there is a Daniel Lingham, 71 years old, of Norfolk? He was sentenced to 12 weeks in jail. Do you know why?
Why?
He is the most prolific egg thief in history. He has stolen thousands of wild bird eggs in Norfolk. Why, you might ask?
Yeah, why?
No one knows. He's just a bird. He's an egg thief. He was found in possession of more than 5,000 different bird eggs. He's got a bad fetish.
Well, no, I think he sells them probably.
He's got 5,000. Who wants?
Yeah, he's not moving them.
Would you like to buy a bird egg? What's the market for bird eggs?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of market if it's rare birds, and you get some and you can breed them and sell them. Yeah, absolutely.
Joe Biden took another L. Did you see this?
No.
Apparently Congress voted against funding a cure for cancer just so Joe Biden would win.
Joe took the L?
America kind of took the L on this one. A cure for cancer? Nah.
But Mrs. Green, we can potentially cure cancer. We haven't so far. We're never going to. Just stop.
Just so Joe would take another L.
I don't feel like that's the right way to go about
this. Cancer wins. Cancer wins because so Joe can take another L. A husband unable to pay his medical bills? He solved the problem.
Dead.
He killed his wife. Yeah.
Oh, he killed his wife.
He killed his wife in her hospital bed.
Oh, it's her hospital bills.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was unable to pay the medical bills for his wife. So what did he do? Is that an answer now?
That's
the
not
high
an answer.
Cost of medical bills
no, that's
today?
That's not an answer.
That's no. not the answer we're
we don't,
looking for.
On this
for.
Show, we do not condone killing your spouse who is in a hospital yes. to avoid medical bills. Because they're still going to charge you. Yeah. You're still going to have to pay him.
Do you see how many kids are not going to be able to graduate now because of the protests?
Yeah.
Yeah. Iran University is offering scholarships.
I saw that. That was nice of them.
You want to go to the University of Iran?
That was nice. Well, it's actually not University of Iran. I think it's Iran State.
No, I'm not sure. It's no.
No,
Shiraz University.
It's Iran A&M.
It's Iran A&M.
It's Iran A&M, yeah.
University of Iran at Tehran. They're not swaying back and forth. They're not doing that.
Are they kissing?
Sean Mapes is back there, a noted Longhorn, doing that too.
Oh, are they
not a funny joke?
Are they
guys
kissing their girl after a touchdown?
Better not do it publicly.
Don't make the jokes.
Don't do it publicly.
Don't make the jokes. Yeah, not publicly. You don't kiss.
You don't. Well, yeah, I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. A California superintendent has been fired, apparently,
another one,
for allegedly threatening students who didn't clap for her daughter. They didn't clap hard enough for her daughter.
What does her daughter do?
She was on the team, apparently. The softball team. Apparently, they didn't clap hard enough for her, and she threatened the other team.
Okay, so they probably didn't clap because they don't like her, the mom.
Hmm.
And she's probably saying, you can't let your hatred of me get in the way of you clapping for my daughter.
Or maybe they didn't like the daughter.
Could have been that, or both.
Or both.
Either way, you're probably... So she was threatened with losing her job?
She's the superintendent of the schools, and she threatened to...
But what happened to her, though?
Oust the teammates.
Did she get fired?
Hmm? She did. She got fired. Yeah. What else happened? Apparently in Tempe, a Tempe company is using robots to write handwritten cards.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's supposed to be personalized by a person? Well, you might as well just use
I don't want to write them, but if you can do a handwritten, it makes it look better. But I'd rather have a real person employed to write it. I don't want to have to write the personalized card. Okay, so you get a card that has cool stuff in it, like, hey, this is very thoughtful. You pick it out.
You actually wrote it. You took the time to write it.
Yeah, but I could have somebody else do it. But I'd like for it to be like a grandma in New Mexico who needs a little extra money, right? Not another robot taking our money.
Well,
the robots are taking our jobs.
Wait a minute. How about you actually, if you have a thank you note for somebody, you actually write it?
Well, yeah, if I needed to do that, but that's been years.
That's the last time. I can't remember the last time I wrote a note
thank you
thanking
note.
Someone for anything.
Hey, I just want to write this handwritten. Thanks for your...
my wife.
Thank you, Miss Arrington, for your graduation.
We just
present.
Received them, though.
My wife can do that.
I did receive them from college
Lexi.
Kids.
Yeah.
Lexi
college
did.
College
How
kids.
About that? That was very nice.
I think Sam...
I ain't doing all that, but yeah.
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 No, I'm past
Sam
the,
gave us a handwritten note,
Yeah, I'm
notes
past
too.
The no. handwritten note.
No. That's what...
But I'd like a grandma...
Interns are supposed to do that, suck up to the people, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, I wouldn't use the term suck up.
But handwritten notes need to be written by humans and not
Yeah, but
machines.
Not robots. It defeats the whole purpose.
Well, because that's taking somebody's job.
How about this? New study reveals that squirrels may have given medieval Britons leprosy. Do you think squirrels could give you leprosy?
Yeah, squirrels have been getting away with everything because of their little furry tails. They're rats. They're not good.
They are rats.
Squirrels are bad.
They were.
And I had a squirrel buck up on me at disc golf at TC Jester in Nottingham. And I had it was a big fat squirrel, so that it had everything around there. And it was like on its knee. And I got close to it, and it moved towards me. I was like,
you don't want to bow up
no,
on a squirrel.
No, you don't want because squirrel, if they get up on you, how are you going to get a squirrel up?
Rabies.
They're
have you ever
lightning
learned about rabies
quick.
And leprosy?
They're lightning
now
quick.
We're going to add leprosy to them.
I've seen a video of a rabid squirrel jump off a tree on someone, and I just thought, I've added squirrels with snakes.
Did you see the video of the guy, night video of a sniper taking out rats? Really cool.
No, I need
oh my
to
God,
see
there's
that.
All kinds of rats in this, and this guy just popping them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he has a night scope and tape
night scope, yeah.
Wow.
Really cool.
That's interesting creator content.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I bet it's got a lot of
rats.
Hits.
Squirrel, you guys are next.
Squirrels are next up.
You're next, okay?
Yeah,
that's
squirrels
all you are.
Terrible.
They're rats with a tail.
And if you try to. And what do squirrels actually do for our ecosystem?
They eat nuts.
Ecosystem. Bees, I get it. They say if bees were to disappear, we'd all die, I guess. What about squirrels?
I don't know
what
if
would
we'd
squirrels
all die
do?
If bees.
No. Google it.
No, I'm not.
What
sure.
if bees became extinct? If, Google that.
Then we'd all die?
What if bees weren't... What if the bees went extinct? Without bees, the availability and diversity of fresh produce would decline substantially, and human nutrition would likely suffer.
So we don't have to have fresh
that
produce.
That would not be cost-efficient.
Processed food.
Hand or robot pollinator would likely be lost. Okay, I guess we don't die.
Okay, thanks. We just need pasta. Processed pasta. That's good. I'm done. All right, we're done. We're going to tomorrow. Lance will be gone for the rest of the week. So we'll have
at the very least,
he will be gone for the rest.
He has intimated that today could be his final.
This could
show.
Be a final,
and not by choice.
He thinks a cartel could kill him over his draft grades
because his buddy went into a bar.
You make it sound weird.
Oh, I make it sound weird.
You make it sound weird, like the cartel could kill me over the draft. You just never know what they could get mad about.
All right,
and you think you're great on Jalen Wright is going to get them to
but
murder
here's the
you?
The thing, the NFL is global now. Have you seen how many global fans? And football has made its way to Mexico City and to Mexico in general, right?
Yeah, we've had football games. We're playing there.
Let's not act like they're not fans of football.
Well, baseball played there. Yeah, are the Texans playing there this year?
Yeah, I think. Well, the Raider fans are there.
Yeah.
Well, didn't we have laser pointers pointed right at Brock Osweiler's eyes? Remember that?
Right.
The laser pointer game?
And almost killed him.
Against Connor Cook and Brock Osweiler. It almost killed him. Almost blinded Brock Osweiler.
Was that a playoff game here?
No.
The Connor Cook game was here in a playoff game, not Mexico.
Well, but in Mexico City, I remember, is where Brock had laser pointers on.
Yeah, he did.
The green
and ones. They played the Raiders there.
But it wasn't the Connor Cook game.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, but that's who cares about accuracy? You're done. You may never come back. You don't know.
We can only hope.
You don't know. Time for me to talk about. I know this. May 15th is the date where you've got to protest your taxes. Have you done it? If you haven't done it, you have to do it. You have to do it. Do you know how to do it? No, you don't. That's why Ownwell is here, because Ownwell knows how to do it. Ownwell has local experts backed by cutting-edge technology to finish and deliver top results. The average savings from an Ownwell protest is $1,148. The average savings. That's a lot of money, people. Okay, 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes. You know why? Because the government is always, always appraising your house too high. Always. I had a huge increase again this year, and I'm like, what the bleep? Ownwell, save the day. Save the day, Ownwell. So here's the deal. You need somebody to save the day for you, too. Because if you let this go, next year they're going to increase it again. The following, suddenly you're paying way more in taxes than you have to. Way more. No upfront cost. Savings are free guarantee. If you don't save, you don't pay. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at Ownwell.com. That's Ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.